You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, it's Irish Racing Podcast time again. It's Bank Holiday Monday, May 28th, and it's Ballinrobe this evening for us. We begin with a maiden hurdle at 5:30, ending the card with the Mayor's National Hunt flat race at 8:30. In between, some very competitive looking races at 7 o'clock handicap. Has brought about two potentially well-treated horses. And the pick of the action is that mare's handicap coming up at 6:30. But as said, we begin the card with a maiden hurdle over the extended 2 miles. And a good deal depends on whether Connections of Licklider have got this horse tuned up off the back of his 307-day absence. Make no mistake, this horse is quite a decent type. He's obviously had one or two little issues over the last year or so, because he's only had 5 races under rules. But on each occasion, he's shown plenty of promise. He might have actually won here at Ballinrobe back in 2016, had he not felt 2 out when he was going strongest of all. He went back to the track a year afterwards, and once again, he performed up to a very good stand. He got beat by a horse called Top of the Raff and the Thomas Mullins stable. And that horse has gone on to run really well in top-class handicaps this season. So he's probably run to a mark somewhere in and around the 120, 130 mark off the back of a layoff. So Connections, local Connections as well, Patrick Kelly, certainly can get this horse tuned up, because he's a lovely-looking horse. He actually is a proper chase in the making, but that career has been stemmed because of that lack of match practice. So Licklider is the choice in race number one.
Race two.
On to the 6 o'clock, and this doesn't look a bad little contest, bringing about at least 3 or 4 horses that can throw their cap into the ring and take the prize. The one I quite like here is Conron from the Jessica Harrington stable, a horse that was denied what potentially looked a very lenient handicap mark on the flat the other day when he was entered up at Leopardstown in a 0-65 contest. I think he was off a mark of around about 46 on the level, and he's certainly one worth keeping on mind when he does go back on the turf flat. But his performance the other day at Punchestown was really startling, considering he went off a 66-1 shot. He'd run down the field in flat races prior to that. And he beat a horse called Daybreak Boy and of course, Santiago de Cuba as well. So both of those two were very strongly fancied in the market. There was a Willie Mullins trained horse that was favourite as well. And to be fair, he beat them fair and square with a good, powerful run down the outside. Now, if he can manage to do that when he was unfancied and not really expected, well, but now that he has had that experience under his belt, then he should take quite a bit of beating here tonight, particularly from a yard who, of course, going spectacularly well. Alpha Centauri won for them yesterday in the Irish 1000 Guinea. So this gelding by Master Craftsman, I think, is going to be a money spinner throughout the summer jumping period and on the flat. So Conron is the choice there in race number two.
Race number three.
On to the big race of the night then. It's the Mayor's Handicap over the extended 2 miles. Quite a few of these are coming here off the back of winning performances, or just good, solid performances, including Lorena, who was third behind Never Rush a Con and Boa Boy down in Killarney the other day. Dawn Shadow, she's been a model of consistency all the way throughout the winter. It's amazing that Father Time hasn't caught up with her, because she's been on the go probably since last autumn, and yet she still keeps coming back for more. She beat several that re-oppose from that Punchestown listed race tonight. But one of those horses that finished down the field that day, like an open book, I think has got a good chance of turning the form around here, and certainly looks the value, at least from where I'm sitting this morning, at the prices, to perhaps get her revenge, because Johnny Burke's mare has finally got the ground here in her favour. She's very much a good ground mare, and her career certainly suggests that. Although she was only 6th that day in that listed novices at the County Kildare venue, I thought she ran really well considering she hated the conditions. If you take a look at her recent performance in the flat, she was 2nd at Dundalk in a good maiden behind Joey Sass. She managed to win at Roscommon last time out on once again ground that she wouldn't have liked. Back on the better surface, this strong travelling 8-year-old should have every chance of going well here. I actually do think Flaviana also going well. She ran in that good race down in Killarney the other day behind Stormy Island, but she's got some really good form at this track, and she probably would have won this race last year had she not unseated rider when going well. But Locan Open Book is the number one choice.
race four.
On to the fourth race then, which is an extended 2 mile handicap, and all eyes no doubt it will be on the last Indian, a horse I napped last week and put up a good strong case for. Now, while I do think Aidan Howans' charge is still very well handicapped and Connections are thoroughly entitled to bring this horse out again to get the better of that handicap advantage, I think she could be a little bit vulnerable tonight, anyway, at the prices, to Guido Rennie, who also scored on that evening. There was two divisions of that two-mile handicap, and Carl Thornton's four-yard won the other one. And this four-yard by Exhilaration just recorded slightly quicker time than the last Indian. And indeed, the last circuit time, there was around about 5 lengths difference between them. So, again, it's just a price thing here. I'm not putting anyone off the last Indian, who obviously could have plenty in hand and still might be capable of running a good bit quicker than what he has been of late. But just on my numbers, that Guido Rennie certainly ran up to the same level off the same weight, around the same track. So I don't think there's any reason why you should be a 4-1 shot. And that, of course, then gives us good reason to back this horse each way with a quarter of the odds, four places on offer. It's hard to see this for you all, not being in the first four at the very least. And I just think the safety numbers percentage call is to back Guido Rennie each way there in the 7 o'clock rather than take a chance on the last Indian at a very short price.
Race five.
On to the 7:30 then again, yet another very, very competitive contest we have on our hands here. I do think there's one that is in with a little bit of a chance lurking at a very big price here in the shape of Cloudy Back West. Albeit his form figures don't look that extraordinary. To be fair, he has been running in some quite decent company. He ran behind Cormac McGorn and Matt at Killarney this time last year. And he bounced back off the back of a long layoff to run really well down in Limerick the other day in a race which I'm definitely keeping my eye on. It was notable for a very strong pace, went the way of Jessica Harrington's Jetez. And those that performed reasonably well or were in the first four or five that day, I'd certainly make a note of based on the speed figures. And now this horse is in handicap company off for the first time off a mark of just 94, stepping up in trip. There's a decent chance I do think he can outrun his odds at the very least. He's ran about 20-25-1 this morning, which I thought was a bit of an insult for a horse who, like I say, ran well in a good speed figure for his last time out. So Cloudy Back West, one for you that one for those of you that like to play at a big price there in the 7:30.
Race number six.
On to the 8 o'clock then, the only chase race on this card here this evening. And no doubt Crocodile Dundee will be a popular choice given his form figures in his overall credentials. He needed the run first time out off the back of a layoff the other day down in Tipperary, and he should come on for it. But I was really impressed by the way that Dammit went through his race the other day down in Limerick. And given that that was his first run as well for the Mickey Winter stable, he looks as though he could improve throughout the summer jumping period. He looked like he was going to get beat by several horses, including Rashan on the running last time out, but he managed to fight off Colin Bowe's charge with a good deal of grit and determination. And Rashan, I think if Rashan was in this race, he'd almost be an even money poke to take this. So I do think the odds are available for this horse this morning, around about 4-1. Look way too big in my estimation. He's got a touch of class, he likes to bowl along in front as well, he jumps well, and I think the top weight here could stamp his authority on the 8 o'clock field.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and not a real race I've got a particularly strong view in here. If You Can Catch Me Now is the logical choice, if you like, given that she's already had several runs under her belt and the added experience that quite a few of these haven't. But it has to be said that given that William Mullins won this race last year, and of course he's represented by If You Catch Me Now, we'll have some idea what it takes. And he sent to post this Robin de Champmere, Robin de Carlo, who apparently has been working quite well at home. She cost €40,000 as a three-year-old, and she's related to some good winners as well. And the market certainly is speaking rather favourably in her direction. And it has to be said that William Mullins has got an amazing record in bumpers here at this track. He's actually got 50% strike rate, 7-14 since 2014. So it certainly doesn't pay to oppose his horses in a rush, and I'm not prepared to do so either by going for Robin de Carlo in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow evening when we'll be taking a look at the 8-race flat programme at at Garran Park, beginning at 4:45. So until then, have a good day, and I'll catch you again tomorrow. Bye for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.